Chapter 14. Now accept one who is weak in faith, but not for disputes over opinions. One person has faith to eat all things, but the one who is weak eats only vegetables. Do not let the one who eats despise the one who does not eat. Do not let the one who does not eat judge the one who eats, for God has accepted him. Who are you who judge another's servant? To his own Lord he stands or falls. Yes, he will be made to stand, for the Lord has power to make him stand. One esteems one day as more important, and another one esteems every day alike. Let each one be fully convinced in his own mind. The one who observes the day, observes it to the Lord, and the one who does not observe the day, he does not observe it to the Lord. The one who eats, he eats to the Lord, since he gives thanks to God. And the one who does not eat, he does not eat to the Lord, and gives thanks to God. For none of us lives to himself, and none dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord. Or if we die, we die to the Lord. If therefore we live or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died, and lived again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. But you, why do you judge your brother? Or you again, why do you despise your brother? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, As I live, says the Lord, to me every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess to God. So then each one of us will give account of himself to God. Therefore let us not judge one another any more, but judge this rather, not to put a stumbling block in a brother's way, or an occasion for falling. I know, and am persuaded in the Lord Jesus, that nothing is unclean of itself, except that to him who considers anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. Yet if because of food your brother is grieved, you walk no longer in love. Do not destroy with your food him for whom Christ died. Then do not let your good be slandered, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. For he who serves Christ in these things is acceptable to God and approved by people. So then, let us follow after things which make for peace, and things by which we may build one another up. Do not overthrow God's work for food's sake. All things indeed are clean, however it is evil for anyone who creates a stumbling block by eating. It is good to not eat meat, drink wine, or do anything by which your brother stumbles, or is offended, or is made weak. Do you have faith? Have it to yourself before God. Happy is he who does not judge himself in that which he approves. But he who doubts is condemned if he eats, because it is not of faith, and whatever is not of faith is sin.